Hello, my name is Brett Rucker, and welcome to my podcast. I recently wrote a paper in my Comp 1 class about immigration and its tendency to divide our country. And I focused sort of on the two main sort of sides of the argument, conservative and liberal, and how they sort of clash. And writing that paper and working on it sort of spawned this idea for a podcast where I'd interview people of different age groups and see their opinions and find out if their opinions differ at all. A statistic here on, according to PewHispanic.org, is that 50% of men, American men, say immigrants have a positive impact on American society. 54% of teens aged around 18 to 29 agree. And finally, sick people that are 65 years or older also agree with that sentiment. So I chose three guests varying in age from 17 to 42 to even in the 70s, and I interviewed them for this podcast. And I'm going to cut to those interviews, but before I cut to each interview, I'm going to give a brief sort of introduction to each of my guests before I get down to the nitty-gritty stuff. And just so you, the listener, knows a little about them. And here's my first introduction. For my first guest, I had on Jonah Wolfersberger, otherwise known as YouTuber JJ Wolf. He's 17 years old, and here's the recording. All right. Do you believe that birth plays a significant role in what it means to be an American?
Ultimately, no. I think there are plenty of people not born in America that live more American, honestly, than some people who are born in America. I think, obviously, their birthplace, you know, if people are born in America, people call them American. Mm-hmm. Like I said, there are plenty of people who are born in America and just don't live like true Americans.
Mm-hmm. All right, next question. Do you have a conservative or liberal view towards immigration?
My view is definitely conservative. I don't think just anyone should be let in. I do think that, you know, if people are trying to get into America, we shouldn't just flat out tell them, no, you're not allowed in here. But I think there needs to be, you know, blockers and things that are checked so that we're not just letting everybody who wants to come in get in. Mm.
Do you think that your opinions on immigration differ from people of other generations and ages?
Generations, probably not. I'm sure there are plenty of people that were born before me who have the same views, but I think people of my same age probably have a much different view. I think teenagers, especially in today's day and age, there are some people who are just straight up like, we need to keep all the immigrants out, like, just get them out of here. There are people who, you know, want to let everybody in. I think when you're a teenager, you're like struggling to find what you believe, and so you kind of juggle with all these different things. So I definitely think people my age have vastly different views. Mm-hmm.
Do you think that our nation will ever reach a conclusion or compromise in regards to the division caused by immigration?
I don't think so. I think the way our country is right now, nobody is ever going to agree on one thing. I think there's always going to be somebody who disagrees with you, whether it's because they actually disagree or they just don't want to admit that somebody else is right. I mean, maybe one day, you never know what the future holds, but in our current state, I don't think we ever will. Hmm.
My second interview is with Mr. Matt Terry, who is 42 and a missionary to Liberia, West Africa. Here's the interview. First off, do you believe that birth plays a significant role in what it means to be an American?
I think it does and it doesn't. I think it is important if you are a citizen of the country. If your parents are citizens of the country, then birth does play a significant role. But as far as, like, there are some groups and some people that actually have like the thought that they come to this country, they're not citizens, and they have children inside the country, what they call anchor children. And I wouldn't say that those people necessarily would qualify as citizens because they don't have the infrastructure to keep their, you know, to actually support their child in the United States. So I think it does and it doesn't, just depending on the citizenship of your parents.
All right. Do you have a conservative or liberal approach towards immigration?
I'm kind of in the middle, I think. I probably lean more towards the conservative side just because I identify more with the principles, but I also understand from the liberal perspective that, you know, there are people who coming to this country, you know, deserve a shot to be able to come here and make something better of their lives. But that has to take, you know, come through a certain process, not just letting anybody in inside the country. In which those rules already exist in place and they're in practice today. So, yeah, I'm kind of in between. Mm-hmm.
Do you think that your opinions on immigration differ from people of other generations and ages?
Yes, probably.
Mm-hmm. All right. Do you think that our nation will ever reach a conclusion or compromise in regards to the division caused by immigration?
I would say at this moment, no. Just because everybody's so polarized in their belief system. And I think even Trump tried to make a compromise with immigration and actually accept the DACA, folks, and, you know, also the people that are here illegally, if they would make a compromise with the border wall and, you know, closing up some of the loopholes, but they couldn't come to terms with it. Everybody's too polarized in their view, I think, to be able to come to a compromise where each side gives a little bit, so I don't think it will happen.
All right. My final guest just so happens to be my neighbor, Pastor Alan Robinson. He is in his 70s, and here's my interview. Okay, so do you believe that birth plays a significant role in defining what it means to be an American?
No. Physical birth has nothing to do with being an American except that you are born in this country. To define American takes a lot more than just physical birth. It includes language, culture, spiritual values, and all the other things that go into the history of our country and what constitutes what we historically have said is an American. And that would be my viewpoint as well, that culturally and historically, when we think about the immigrants that came here in the early 1700s and 1800s, 1800s in particular, they brought with them values from Europe primarily that allowed them to assimilate into the American culture.
All right, next question. Do you have a conservative, liberal, or other sort of view on immigration?
Yeah, I'm not really sure about this question, what it's implying, but I think in general I would say conservative. Conservative in the sense that I don't believe in a free, open border for just anybody that wants to come in to our country, that we have a responsibility to protect our culture, protect the American values that we have, and you can't do that if you just allow anybody to come in that feels like they want to come to America.
Mm-hmm. Can you think of any issues with the current policies on immigration?
Well, that would tie in with the previous question, that there are many in our country that do want to have what we would call open borders. You know, they just want to open it up to anybody, whether they're, have a criminal record or anything else that would be detrimental to our country. So you really ideally would like to have people who come into your country that want to adopt your values, or they already possess similar values and have a desire to assimilate into the culture. And that would include learning the language primarily. When you look back historically, the most of the immigrants, that came in, like especially during the 1800s, they came from Europe. Well, Europe was primarily, I don't want to say a Christian nation because it's made up of many nations, but they had a Christian background to them. They adhered to the biblical values, and there was not anything that they really had to change. In other words, when they arrived in this country, the people that were already here held those values as well. So they were able to, come right in, and there was really no cultural clash. Many of those, actually I would say most of those who came had a desire to learn the language, English in particular, and be a part. Well, let me back up and say it this way. They had a desire to be, quote, American. They didn't, when they left Germany, when they left Ireland, when they left Italy, whatever it was, when they came here, they didn't seek to maintain their culture. Here, they came here to be an American, and they did whatever was necessary, to be, quote, American. Now, there was something else I wanted to say about that. I'm not sure which question I wanted to put. Okay. Well, we'll go to the next question. Okay, maybe I'll work it in here somewhere.
Do you think that your opinion differs from people of other generations? If so, why do you think that is the case?
Well, if you're talking about younger generation, then I would say yes. If you're talking about the older generation, I would say primarily no. When you look at the history of our country, there were some, a lot of things concerning the immigrants that came here that were not good. When they arrived on our shores, those who held some deeply held biblical values in their eyes moved westward with a goal in mind. Historians call that manifest destiny. And when they came, they felt like they had a mandate from God to settle this country, and this was going to be the new Israel. And so their goal then was to take over the country, irregardless of the Native Americans who were living here, and establish a country that had biblical values to it, or biblical law even. And but they felt no qualms whatsoever about coming in and just taking it away from the Native Americans, because they felt they had this mandate from God to do it, or what they called this manifest destiny. So many of them were driven hard to go west and settle the country and just take the land, And when they did, then they you know, they settled in, and some of the first things they did then was to build churches. And the whole goal then was to establish a nation that had a biblical foundation to it. Well, you know, when you think about other generations, we're answering that question, does my opinion differ from people of other generations? Well, the younger generation today doesn't, they don't see that. They don't understand the foundation that we were established on. And so consequently, as people have become more secular, that foundation has eroded and to the point where it's nearly gone. And so the new generation thinks globally. You know, when you hear President Trump talk about America being nationalist, the whole idea is that we are going to build a strong nation, and America is going to be a separate nation from the rest of the world. Whereas many today are promoting what we call globalism, that we're all a part of the global economy. And when I say economy, I don't mean necessarily money. You know, I'm talking about language and culture and values, which are a hodgepodge, you know, of everything. So that's really where the clash is. If what we would call, quote, the liberal side had their way, and let's say they were elected to the presidency and they maintain control of Congress and so on, there would be a big push towards globalism and a breaking down of that nationalist tendency. So, good or bad, I would hold to a nationalist tendency myself. It's hard for me to answer this part of the question, Daniel, because of how I understand Scripture and what God's desire was concerning civilization and the establishment of civilization. So, I really don't know how to answer that.
That's okay.
You know, any further than that.
All right, good. Final question. Do you think that we'll ever reach a conclusion or a compromise when it comes to the division on immigration?
I would say that ultimately in time, we will, as this older generation that I'm talking about is off the scene, there's going to be more of a globalist spirit and mentality among the younger generation. So I don't want to say there's going to be a compromise. I would say that there will just be a natural assimilation or takeover. In other words, it's just going to happen. It's not going to be that we're going to sit down and talk it out and, you know, say, okay, let's stick with the nationalist agenda, or let's go with the globalist agenda. You know, there's going to be no sitting down and working that thing out. As people like my age and your dad's age even, as we are gone, there's going to be less and less. And as the globalists, and it's hard for me to use that term, but I don't know how else to say it right now for purposes of what we're talking about here. But in time, there's going to become, or there will be, a lessening of Christian influence and Bible influence in our country. And so what's going to happen, as I see it, is that Christians will be what we would call marginalized. In other words, they're going, I believe, and I think within a matter of just a few years, we're going to see persecution on the part of the church and Christians individually because of your values or the views that you hold. And that's where I think that we as Christians are going to have to decide, you know, am I just a comfortable go-to-church believer in Jesus, or am I sold out and am I going to take my stand because of what the Bible teaches? Now, I've been studying it for many, many years, and I know that if I got pushed in a corner, I am not going to say it would be easy, but I know what I'm going to have to do, easy or not. But my point of it is that we will be pushed in a corner, and that's what marginalized means. You know, I'm hesitant to use these words, but I don't know how else to communicate it right now. So let's just call it liberal, let's call it globalist. As those views come to dominate culture in America, that by nature will push anybody who is against it over in the, off to the side, and you're basically going to become irrelevant. You know, your views won't mean anything. So when you answer that question that you had here concerning that whether we'll ever reach a compromise when it comes to this division, my answer is no. There will be no compromise, because it'll just be a natural takeover. And, you know, the whole world will, it's happening in Europe, it's happening in countries all over, where there's this breakdown of individual countries, and to where there's a globalist spirit or a globalist economy and assimilation of values around the world, to where it's a one world thing. And I know you've heard that kind of expression used, that we're headed to a one world thing in the book of Revelation. And when that happens, that's when we need to be alert to the fact that God is going to send his son back to reclaim the earth, and he's not going to allow it to happen. So I'm done.
In conclusion, my guests were very like-minded for the most part. All of their insight was very eye-opening and very, very intriguing. I'd also like to take this time to thank them for coming on. They really brought something to this podcast that really just made it what it is. And I'd like to thank you, the listener, for taking the time out of your day to listen to this podcast. And that's it.